This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge.
I hope I die.
John Paul White was one half of the four-time Grammy-winning duo The Civil Wars. Since finishing with that band, he's founded a record label, built a studio, and collaborated with artists including Jason Isbell, Roseanne Cash, and Emmylou Harris. When he paused long enough to write some songs, his new solo recording, Beulah, was born. John Paul joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've been listening to Hope I Die, which has these really dreamy verses, and then it gets kind of chuggy at the chorus, and it almost sounds like two songs put together. How did you come up with that? Because it really kicks.
The song idea and the musical idea were two completely different things at one time, and maybe that's why it feels like there's a juxtaposition there. But the song idea actually was spurred on by a quote my wife had read from Ernest Hemingway, and talking about I think her name was Hadley, which was his first wife, and saying that he wished that he had died after meeting her because no love after that ever compared. And he knew he was the reason that the relationship fell apart. And so he just lamented the fact that, why did I ever know anything after that? Because it was so blissful at that moment. Of course, that's a song. And that groove was something that had been in my head for a while, that guitar groove.
You've become a bit of a music entrepreneur, and what made you decide to build a studio and start a record label? That's hard work.
It is, and it's for fools, really. I mean, it's like two of the parts of our business that you have the hardest time making any money. That's the two I signed up for. But it's two things I wanted to do my entire life. I always wanted to have my own place to create and have no parameters, no clock on the wall, my own gear, and all in one spot, and have it all set up and mocked up so that if I get inspired, I can go straight to it and grab it before I lose it. So that had always been a dream. It was also a dream of Ben Tanner's, who plays keys for the Alabama Shakes. And so he's my partner at the studio. And he's also, the two of us, along with Will Trapp, back in Florence, Alabama, are the three partners for Single Lock Records.
So I read that as all of this was going on, you weren't really that interested in making your own record, but the songs started knocking around in your head,
yeah.
And you reluctantly decided you needed to write.
I did. At that point, I was really happy. I was really happy being dad and being husband and being homeowner and studio owner and label owner, and I was producing records too, and was really happy with that. And everything that I was doing every single day was just following my nose and like, does this make me happy? Then that's what I'm going to do.
That's a good life.
I wish everyone could do that, and I know I'm not ignorant. I know that not everyone can live their lives that way. And I'm in a situation where I can't, at least for a little while. But when these songs started popping into my head, it really surprised me because I did not grow up wanting to be a songwriter. I just wanted to sing. So when I took time off, I didn't expect songs to pop in my head. I expected maybe I'd want to entertain people, but that wasn't the case. It was the songs first, and they just kept looping round and round. I eventually had to get them out of my head.
Where did Black Leaf come from?
That song actually started with that melody. When I first started playing that six minor, I accidentally left one finger off of a string, and it got that dissonant note at the beginning of it. And as soon as it happened, I loved it. And most anything that anybody hears me play that they think is unique, it's not because I'm intelligent. It's because
it's a mistake.
It's because I screwed up and I liked it. And that's where that all came from. And actually, the first two or three lines were almost nonsense. They just started falling out. And ice water, I saw her. I just liked the way they sounded together. And then I started thinking, what did I see her do? And it kept falling out from that point.
So bitter in my heart and in my mouth. She's a quitter, but I guess we're both quitters. quitting now. Oh well, there's always a second time around.
There's a line in one song about getting above your raisin, which I love that phrase. Did you get above your raisin?
I would say yes. Sitting here right here talking to you, I am definitely above my raisin. I grew up on a chicken farm on the Tennessee-Alabama line, and my dad was laid off from Ford at the time. Ford had closed in the Shoals. It had shut down, and he was hoping for another job. He ended up with General Motors. But we were about as, you know, every country stereotype you can think of, that was us. And you were ostracized for having things, because what held us all together was I wouldn't go so far as say poverty, but we were all extremely lower, you know, we were all blue collar. And so when somebody stepped out and bragged about something they had, that was getting above your raisin. That was, you know, don't be that guy.
Well, you've got your guitar. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do The Martyr, if that's all right. That's the first song we released from the record, and song I'm really proud of. Part of the reason for releasing it is because it kind of shows what's in store on the record. You know, it's small and it's large. There's, you know, there's full band and drums at times, and there's times when it gets incredibly small. So that's where I wanted to go at this moment, and who knows where next.
John Paul White's new solo recording is called Beulah. It's out now. Thanks for stopping by, John Paul.
Thanks for having me.
Keep falling on your sword. Sink down a little more. You said it best. Nobody's worth less than you. It's really only fair. You get the lion's share. You know the score. No one should hurt more than you. These are the words I'm hearing in my head. The ones that I deserve and should be said. So pile it on. My back is strong, 'cause I'm the martyr. I'm riddled with. They never seem to close. Scars I bear, nobody put there but me. These are the wounds that I will not let heal. The ones that I deserve and seem so. I'll soldier on, 'cause I'm the martyr, the martyr. I've heard of those who just move on. They'll line it up. That ain't me, 'cause I'm the martyr. The martyr. Keep falling on your sword. Sing down low.